Basic assumptions. Sales managers know that weak sales are a major problem for both old and new businesses. Most sales teams need significant change. Here are three key ideas. 1. Sales teams reflect their management. If your sales team is weak, your management might be too. This can be tough for managers who often blame their salespeople. 2. Your job as a sales manager is to get things done through your team. If you can do a better job than anyone else, you can't beat the combined effort of your salespeople. So your goal is to maximize their group effort. 3. A manager's job is to make heroes, not be one. This is especially true in sales, but it applies to other parts of a company too. Evolve environment. Being a sales manager is like riding a roller coaster, fast-paced and full of twists and turns. In the 90s, things moved quickly, and now it's even faster. As a sales manager, you gotta be ready for change. Here's how. Product speed. Products fly off shelves quicker than ever. Make sure your sales team is trained and loaded with product knowledge to keep up with the fast pace. Give them the tools they need to hustle in this rapid sales cycle. Complex sales. Some sales take forever, right? The process is getting longer and trickier. Train your team to jump through the hoops. From demos to presentations, equip them to tackle each step. And hey, reward them for every hurdle they clear. Buying buddies. Nowadays, customers want to feel like they're talking to a friend, not a salesperson. Your team needs to know their stuff inside out. Sometimes, customers are as savvy as your team, so your sales crew has to be experts. But remember, be helpful, not haughty. Group decisions. As work groups start making buying decisions together, salespeople need to learn to sell at different levels. For complex sales, team selling may be necessary, so adjust your candidate profile accordingly. Intense competition. Global markets and evolving technology are increasing competition. Technology is leveling the playing field, bringing well-trained professionals from Asia, India, and Russia into direct competition with your company. Decreased customer loyalty. To keep their jobs, buyers in most companies need to cut costs. The internet exposes your pricing, making it crucial for salespeople to demonstrate, quantify, and prove customer benefits to overcome these challenges. If customers aren't given compelling reasons to continue buying from you, they won't. Recruit top talent and release others. Sales managers often struggle with hiring the right people due to their own biases and pressures. Here are some common mistakes to avoid. Settling for the best of a bad lot. Making rushed decisions under pressure. Preferring candidates who are similar to themselves rather than seeking diverse talent. Neglecting to update and improve the sales team. Failing to let go of underperforming employees is also known as weeding the garden. One company saw significant improvement in its profits by letting go of the bottom 10% of its sales team. This move allowed top performers to shine and promoted a culture of continuous enhancement. Train to achieve outcomes. Sales managers often neglect training, but it's crucial. As a manager, consider spending 40% of your time on training, especially if you supervise a team of 5 to 7 salespeople. This allocation is necessary. Training boosts sales force confidence and enthusiasm, reducing turnover costs. It also increases productivity and capacity. Include ride-along when a manager attends a sales call and specific subject or skill training in your training agenda. Customize training to meet each salesperson's needs. Focus on improving your sales staff in these areas. Product knowledge, competition, issues and advantages, customer knowledge, market and industry knowledge, selling skills, company policy, organization and history, time and territory management, administrative tasks. conflict resolution, revamp sales team. To keep your best salespeople and help them perform at their best, pay them more than they're worth, then train them to exceed their value to your company. Decide on total earnings and the balance between fixed and performance-based pay based on your company's needs and your salespeople's needs, the type of salespeople you want to attract, each salesperson's impact on sales, the nature of the products or services sold, the need to recognize each salesperson's actions and achievements, review and adjust compensation annually. Don't mimic a failed manager's approach. Copying failure doesn't work in a changing environment. Organize sales team. In today's competitive environment, your sales team must work smartly and effectively. To help them reach this standard, insist on specific actions. During planning and forecasting sessions, ask for exact numbers, meaningful conversations, personal plans, and comparisons between goals and achievements. Some salespeople try to hide their lack of effectiveness by seeming busy. To boost efficiency, make sure your sales team plan their calls at least a week ahead. Uses technology like email and cell phones to manage time. Don't pursue leads that aren't qualified. Uses the phone and email for appointments and questions. Understand your office hours and work expectations. Prioritize their schedules. Receives training in time management. Automate Salesforce operations. While just having automation won't magically fix a struggling sales team, computers offer an incredible boost to selling tools, akin to the game-changing impact of the telephone. Before diving into upgrades, assess if your company has the right people to handle new e-commerce tasks. If not, outsourcing might be necessary. But beware, if an outside vendor fails, your company could face significant risks. Consider whether your internal IT team might be better equipped to handle these challenges. Transitioning to a more effective sales structure, complete with automated systems, demands both technological adjustments and organizational changes. As a sales manager, your role could evolve, and your team might find themselves with new responsibilities. Evaluate performance. Sales managers use performance evaluations to manage their salespeople effectively. This involves setting clear standards, evaluating performance, and providing feedback. The evaluation process includes: determine what you want to assess, establish metrics and standards for evaluation, create a rating system, conduct evaluation meetings with each salesperson. Your assessment should cover areas such as sales results, sales quality, sales activity, selling skills, job knowledge, organization and planning, participation, adherence to standards, expense management, customer relations, and personal traits. Motivation boosts performance. To inspire your sales team, give them praise and recognition, remind them of their value, set challenging goals, provide authority and freedom, acknowledge their status, offer consistent leadership, and ensure job security and fair pay. Remember, motivation varies from person to person, so what works for one may not work for another. Key points. 1. Sales managers face challenges like weak sales and the need for significant team changes. 2. Sales teams reflect management, and managers should aim to maximize group effort. 3. Managers should focus on making heroes of their team members rather than being the heroes themselves. 4. Sales management requires adaptability to a fast-paced, ever-changing environment. 5. Training is crucial for sales teams, boosting confidence, reducing turnover, and increasing productivity. 6. Compensation should be tailored to individual salespeople's impact and achievements. 7. Sales managers should insist on specific actions to ensure their team works smartly and effectively.